Hi, my name's Julia, and I'm talking to Nathan about his wedding experience. Nathan, tell me, how was your wedding day?
My wedding day was, I guess, mixed. I think the build-up to my wedding was quite funny. I didn't feel in control of my wedding, so we went to several different, I don't know what to call them, wedding shops or wedding planning companies. And they asked us how much money we could spend first. And the first thing that comes out is, how much money do you think you're going to spend on your wedding? And I felt that was kind of like a real personal, kind of an embarrassing question as well, because we didn't really have
British.
Much money to... Well, yeah, because I'm British, maybe.
Can I ask you, how much did you spend on your wedding?
It was, I guess, about... In pounds, it would have come out at, I guess, about 50. £15,000
in the end. I've heard that's the average, I think, yeah. For a wedding. I don't know, but...
So I wasn't doing my wedding in England. I was doing it overseas, and there was a few things I had to get used to. And one of those things was the wedding company that we chose offered us some different priests to do the ceremony for us, but they're not real
like
priests.
A priest menu.
Yeah, it's like a priest menu, and you've got these like different guys who are playing the role of the priest for the wedding. Uh-huh. So I happen to know all of the guys in this menu, and they said to me, so this guy's really, really popular. Barry Priest is like the most popular priest. We really recommend him. And I was looking at the picture thinking, I know Barry Priest. And last night I went drinking with Barry Priest, and he didn't look like a very good priest last night.
You got married by your drinking buddy.
But we didn't in the end. We avoided that. But yeah, all these different choices on a menu, I felt like a McDonald's menu rather than like, it was like, do you want a large priest or a small priest, or like do you want extra large candles or like small candles in your wedding ceremony lunch and different things. So it was kind of it was kind of McDonald-ized kind of wedding where you had to choose this option or this option, and it didn't feel very personal to me at the beginning.
Do you think it was romantic in the end?
Is a wedding supposed to be romantic, or is it supposed to be a big
woman.
Party?
I think it's supposed to be romantic.
Yeah, maybe I let my wife down a bit.
Ceremonial, maybe ceremonial. Was it ceremonial?
Very, very.
What did you wear? Did you wear some special clothes?
Like a morning suit. You know, like in England, you have a grey morning suit, top and tails. But mine was black. And
okay,
I felt like I was like Keanu Reeves in The Matrix, going in with like this black suit and long black tails. And
did you wear shades?
If I could have got away with
really
it,
cool.
I would have.
What was your wife wearing? Was she in black as well?
She did two different dresses.
Oh, nice.
And so she had this white wedding dress for the fake church ceremony. And then afterwards, during the lunch, she got changed into... a dress, and it was made from an old Japanese kimono.
Oh, like silk.
Yeah, so it's all made of silk, and it was bright pink with peacocks and flowers and things. And she'd taken it to a shop, and they'd converted it for her.
That sounds beautiful. Does she still have that then? Does she keep that?
Yeah.
Does she still wear it?
Does she still wear it? If she had an occasion, there's never going to be an occasion where you can wear that dress. But it's a pretty amazing dress to look at.
So I guess it's about the memory then. It's certainly a memorable occasion.
Yeah, well, we've got videos, we've got albums, we've got all sorts of stuff.